Say you had three or four
hogs.
Or three or four. If you had more than one trough, you had several
pigs.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a hog that's grown up wild? Maybe grew up out in the woods.
Call him a wild hog.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of Piney Woods?
Yeah. That's where my mama come from, Piney Woods, Alabama.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you ever hear of Piney Woods Rooter?
Piney Woods.
Yeah.
I heard of
it. Uh-huh. They go wild.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a wild hog that I know of, but they say they go wild. Well, I've seen them in shows, you know, just at the fairs and things like that. You know, I've seen one or two. I don't generally go to fair very much, but when we go, we look for things that we don't see over there.
Uh-huh.
It's been about 3 or 4 years now since we went to a fair.
Where did they have the fair?
At Jackson. They used to have one in Yazoo City.
Uh-huh.
But they quit carrying the cows and hogs down there because they didn't have a sufficient barn for them.
Uh-huh.
And my boy, when he was going to school, and daughter, they had 4-H Club chickens, they call them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'd raise them and take them. And sometimes they'd sell them at the fair, and sometimes they wouldn't sell them. They'd just keep them, you know.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the
cows or the horses or whatever you feed.
Uh-huh. Is there a general word you'd use to mean all of those animals?
No, I think you'd separate them all, honey, because they're separate different things.
Uh-huh. Well, what I mean is, would you ever say you had to go feed the cattle or feed the stock?
Yeah, I say that a lot.
What's that?
You got to go feed the cows or the mules or the horses or the chickens.
What if you're talking about feeding hens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to go out and feed the...
Feed the hens, feed the little chickens, and feed the turkeys and gobblers. Then they call them gobblers and hens.
Mm-hmm.
When you feed the rabbits, you'd call them... if you had a... Daddy rabbit, you'd call him a buck rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a mama rabbit, you'd call him a female.
Mm-hmm. And a place where a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
nest.
A hen that's on a nest of eggs. You call her a
hen.
Sitting hen.
Sitting hen.
Okay. And a place where you keep hens.
The hen house.
Okay. What about a smaller place for the mother?
Coops.
Hmm?
We have coops. We have two coops. We'll put chickens in, you know.
What does that look like?
Well, it looks like it's one we got is just a water pen, you know, with a floor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised some chickens this year in it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you eat chicken,
You pick them.
Uh-huh. There's a bone that goes like this.
Uh-huh. Put a bone.
Okay. Are there any stories about that?
Not that I know of, huh?
Well, did you ever hear people taking it and pulling it apart?
Yeah, and the kids were hanging it over the door, saying, "Who's coming?" And it wasn't going to be the fella.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Bleat.
Okay. What about a cow?
Well, she'll bellow.
Mm-hmm. What about when she's hungry? You'd say
she'll low.
Okay. Does she bellow when she wants her calf? Or?
Yeah.
Say if it was time to feed the cows and do your chores, you'd say that it was...